Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Cincinnati, this is Dr. Johnny Fever here, spinning the hits for you. It's in Cincinnati, WKRP. It is currently 7 o'clock in the a.m. with a temperature of 32 degrees. Some of you will get that reference. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati, WKRP. For those of you who heard my last podcast, I was talking about Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly, the rapper, possibly doing Tidy Whitey commercials for Calvin Klein. And I said a little later on in this story that a lot of things can be tracked back to a Seinfeld episode. And I couldn't remember which one, but here it was Kramer, who was wanting to design a cologne that was called The Beach. You smelled like the beach with that, using that cologne. And when he went into Calvin's office, they liked him so much they had him strutting around in his underwear just like Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson. Dr. Johnny Fever right back at you. When we all like to ride that magic bus by The Who. At the top of the hour, Les Nessman will be in with your latest news headlines. The Who is my favorite rock band. Maybe some of my Lisford listeners in Bradford, England, and London can identify that with that. It's too early to be podcasting. If we didn't have this damn C word, I would like to have a meetup with some of my listeners in the UK. It'd be a great time. And tip a Stella or something at some local pub. It would also be fun to meet up with some listeners in Madrid, Spain, to have a drink at a local establishment or whatever. But right now I do have an announcement to make regarding a way to get yourself on the show. If you would care to leave a question, comment, concern, say you like the program, say you don't like the program, you can call 605-496-9747 and leave a voicemail. All that I ask is that you keep your audio question or whatever to limit of around 3 minutes. Well, I guess I should say some other things about it. This is a United States phone number, and also this phone will be taking voicemails from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time, just for your information. I feel like a kid in a candy store today. I got my new foam pop filter for my microphone. Now I can take off my round mesh pop filter off with the twisty cable and the connecting device off my boom arm and make it work a lot better. It was weighing it down too much. How many people out there are big believers in their horoscope? I ran across this today. It's about three zodiac signs who will have a rough day on January 29th. And January 29th is coming to a close in a few hours, with Venus going direct after a long, impressive retrograde. We may find ourselves wanting immediate gratification, only to be slowed down by the communication hazard that is Mercury conjunct Pluto. We're also dealing with the Moon conjunct Mars, which may add a touch of hostility to our day. It's the kind of day where we wake up filled with hope and optimism, and we end up stuck in place because nothing seems to gain momentum. Yes, I've had those days. What makes this a rough day is the inability to communicate our thoughts, or more specifically, that our attempts to communicate will be thwarted each and every time. What feels frustrating on this day is that we only want the best. Our intentions are so fine and upstanding, and yet all we seem to receive is rotten information that leads to frustrating and a feeling of being stuck. Yeah, my horoscope has never been all that enlightening or applies to me. We start out with great intentions, and by the end of the day, we are actually on the warpath and we want people to hurt. Now, how the heck did things go so wrong? We don't even recognize ourselves by the end of this day. Three zodiac signs who will have a rough day on January 29th, 2022. Aries, which is my sign. An April kid, it's not going to be so much a rough day for you, Aries, as it will be a day of true colors shown and hostile actions are taken. This will mostly affect you in terms of work and the anticipation of something you feel will end up a disaster. You have to put some very intense efforts to make something happen correctly. And during the weekend, you will find that someone has changed something you've done. You feel that their change is exactly what will destroy what you've been working on. While this day was meant for you to relax and kick back, instead, you'll be devoting every minute of this day to getting back to the person, back at the person who is messing with your original plan. You are way too attached to the outcome, and you won't give yourself a break no matter what. Gemini, with Venus now going direct, you literally feel like a door has opened for you. One that leads your personal love life in a better direction. Well, I could have used that for a lot of years. However, it's the only day one in his direct process, and you're still dealing with some of the Venus retrograde casualties, and that sets your day up for disappointment. You want instant gratification, and you can't get it. And that's going to make you go ballistic on your partner. Keep in mind, they are innocent here. They don't feel the same influence as you do and may not understand why you are so hostile so suddenly. Try to keep a lid on it. This day will pass and Venus direct will work in your favor. Just give it a second or two to kick in, all right? Yeah, I wish I could add some of that positivity at the end in mind, but what was my ending here? Give yourself a break. Oh, wow. Scorpio, today is about you giving orders and everyone around you taking those orders and throwing them out the window. That's how this day is going to affect you, and that's how that the transits do not work in your favor today. What you intend for will be directly opposed and challenged. What's even worse is that you really want today to do today is to relax and chill. Maybe even to have a good time with friends and your partner. But no, not today. No rest for the weary and no compassionate. Should take up drinking again. No compassion for the compassionate. Excuse me a minute while I light up my Benson and Hedges. Where was I? Think of it this way, Scorpio. Maybe you'd be best to stick by yourself today. You know how to make yourself happy, and it would appear that nobody else wants to play nice with you, so let them go. And those of the three zodiac signs that will have a bad day today, supposedly, if you believe in that sort of stuff. The reason you feel stuck in life and what to do about it, according to your zodiac sign. Well, let's go directly to mine. Why wouldn't they have... Well, there we are. There it is. Oh, now we got to enter your birth date. Okay. Okay, I'm not going to go through all this. I think that's just an information grab. I'm not going to do that. Excuse me while I take another toke of smoke on my Hedges and Benson.
Damn. All you do is smoke weed.
Well, let's get out of the zodiac and on to some stupid and unusual behavior. We have an A for effort. Just over 50 people who obviously weren't thinking. Probably won't get through all these, but have you ever had a moment of thinking you've outdone yourself by doing something incredible, ingenious, and smart, only to realize afterwards just how foolish it was?
What are you people, on dope?
Whether it was intentional or not, you won't believe just how much thought people put into these thoughtless acts, only to epically...
You failed.
From leaving your sunroof open in the middle of a blizzard, or misspelling Bohemian Rap City on social media. Do you have any friends who are willing to take a ridiculous risk like this? Yeah, I've done some of this on these... All these podcasts, let's see, we have 20 gallons of failure. We know just how exciting a free Slurpee day is at 7-Eleven. I guess they allow you to bring in your own container in stores on the 11th of July, but lugging in a 20-gallon fish tank seems a little excessive. Sure, it's 20 gallons of free Slurpee, but how exactly do you think you can lug that thing back to your car? You can actually see the goldfish floating dead in the Slurpee. Maybe a couple angelfish in there also. Not just that, but it'll most likely just melt and turn into flavored water at that point. Solid A for effort, though. Somebody who just spent 13 days looking for their iPad, but you can imagine how embarrassingly silly this person was when they realized that their iPad cover acted as a camouflage with their back seat. There's no doubt that they were absolutely relieved, though. We just hope that the heat in the car didn't damage it. That would be another emotional roller coaster. Going cuckoo bananas Well, this is clearly an issue of getting lost in translation. Most likely one of those famously hilarious Google Translate mistakes. It's amazing, but they were able to write that each unit is worth 19 cents, but completely failed to write the price is per banana. It's got this sign, 19 cents bananas by the each, and that's all it says. We're not going to lie, though. A little part of us sort of wishes that the store has a sign that says peaches by the each. This is one might take a chance to understand, but don't worry. We're here to clear that up for you. Stickers written on devices like this usually are to determine when it was installed so that you know when you need to change it out of things. Keep it up to code. And it's a smoke detector, and it's installed on, and it's got a little line there for a date. And somebody wrote, installed on the ceiling, do not remove.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
So when it says installed on, the appropriate thing is to write down the date of installation, not the placement of installation. Whoops. Yeah, I'd say so. One could argue that someone who doesn't understand how the science behind this works probably also doesn't know what happens when you put metal in the microwave.
Classic move. Oh, yeah.
And then somebody had a meme or whatever. It says, can you explain to me how they got all the ice through the small hole on this water bottle? But for anyone else who's wondering how this person got ice through this bottle, fear not. We can explain it to you. When you fill up a bottle up with water and then put it in the freezer for enough time, then it becomes a solid block of ice like this. I got a picture of it.
Why do you always have to deep turd these things?
And this one is really stupid and inconsiderate, really. We honestly don't know where to begin here. In fact, we don't even know what is even happening here. Why did she grab these loaves of sliced bread to use as a cushion for her knees in a grocery store? And you got like two squashed whole packages of bread where she put under her knees to look at the bottom shelf. We can understand that bending down or kneeling can be painful, but why waste bread over it? And why didn't she return them afterwards? Return them to the shelves? Yeah, right. We are at a loss for words. Not cool. Yeah, I'd say not cool.
What are you people? On dope?
Oh, this is a good one. Oh boy, looks like we have a bit of a marketing or PR issue going on here. We honestly don't know how to defend this because we don't really understand what they were trying to get at here. And the sign says, recycled baby. You can't see it, but I suppose they got Salvation Army bins to drop your baby off and to recycled. Oh. It is for recycled baby clothes, toys, and other items. Is it meant to read like recycled baby? And they just forgot the punctuation. Who knows? Well, they could have had what they wanted recycled for the baby. This one is neat too. Under his umbrella. It's not very often that you meet someone who doesn't know how to use an umbrella, but this is right here, and it is proof that perhaps people like this do not exist. It's raining, and the guy has a closed umbrella laying on top of his head as he's walking through a parking lot. One could guess that the umbrella is just broken. That could be a possibility. I had a cheap little umbrella at one time, and I live in a rather windy area for the most part, like 95% of the time, it seems. So there's no point for him to open it up anyway. At least he just found a way to utilize it a little bit instead of just throwing it away. Still pretty silly to see. Let's see. Oh, another guy was trying to sell a couch, and there's no running away from photographic evidence that this person was caught red-handed. He has a couch sofa for $250 in Houston, Texas. I have a lot of listeners in Houston, actually. Thank you for that. Slightly used couch. Soft gray, no pets. They're claiming they had no pets, so it's not tore up, I suppose, from claws. And then the picture shows the sofa, and there's a cat sitting there right on the couch. You can't just post a photo claiming that there have been no pets around the furniture you're trying to sell when there is your little fur baby right there in the picture. Talk about some false advertising. That was this seller. What was this seller thinking? Well, actually, they probably weren't thinking, and that's the problem. Online alter ego. We all like to think that our names are unique and that nobody else in the world shares it, right? But you wouldn't be surprised at how many people have the same name as you. Exhibit A, the Josh Fight event that was created to determine which Josh was the ultimate Josh. And I show a note here where some of it's redacted. Hello, I just want to ask a question. Why are you using my name as your account name? Because it's my name, was the response.
You dick!
We got quite a few here. We do have two Randys here. Sure, it's even freakier when someone has both the same first and last name as you, especially with the risk of identity theft, but we can't help but laugh at this user who had the audacity to ask someone why they had the same account name. It's all about perspective. This is a perfect example of some unintentional optical illusion. Excuse me while I take a swig of my Hennessy. If you're facing one side of the post, then the exit sign is pointing in one direction. And if you stand on the opposite side, it's pointing to another direction. Two exit signs, like, practically facing each other. However, if you stand at the corner of the post, then it looks like the exit sign is pointing towards the post. Almost like platform 9 3/4 from the Harry Potter series. Whoops. Oh, snow day, which I'm really familiar with here in southwest Minnesota. Talk about having some rough luck. Yikes. There's no need to really rub in how stupid this was, considering that they realized and called themselves out for being an idiot. Thankfully, it's just snow and should be easy to brush away and clean up, but there's no doubt that this is one of the funnier foolish fails. Good luck explaining to your boss why you're late for work, though there is an issue with the UX, UI designers. Didn't think about it. There are plenty in the... Well, there's snow inside his car. Oh, okay. Now I see it in the picture. I kind of just flew by it. He's got his moonroof open, and there's not as much snow as you would expect in there, but there is snow. And there's also some idiots here in this state that actually throw really hot water on their windshield to clean off ice and snow in the wintertime. And always somebody who drives their vehicle on a lake that does not have an ice thickness to support their vehicle. And they have to go down with the ship. There are plenty of names that are less than four letters. Not just Leo. There's Ann, Ben, Jim, Kim, Lee, Liz, Rob, Sam. The list goes on and on. So what are all these people meant to do? Are they just not allowed to sign up? The computer says the name field must be at least four characters in length. Just add an S. Leo's. I don't know. Leonardo. Yeah, add that. Technically, the solution would be to add their last name initial or just their last name, but this is still a pretty epic fail. Well, if we had to guess what happened here, we're going to say that someone forgot to add one of the most important ingredients to the mix, water. What is it? I'm looking at the... is that ramen noodles? Okay, I don't know exactly. It's burnt to a crisp, whatever exactly that is. Oh, yeah, okay, I didn't go down far enough. Ramen is one of the easiest things to make. Literally, all you do is just add hot water, and it's ready within minutes. Did they just throw in the package to the microwave and hope for the best? The ramen might not have made it out alive, but hopefully they didn't destroy their microwave either. I wonder if they let the seasoning packet inside if they did cook it in the outer packaging. The thicker the better. We're not sure if this is truly just some super bad luck or if the person is missing a few brain cells, but this is absolutely terrifying. Supposedly, while this poor lady was dyeing some of her clothes, the dye slipped through the gloves and dyed her whole entire hand. Oh, I thought that was a lady who got frostbit from, like, putting her hand out the window when she... There's a story. She had her hand out the window because she left her sunroof open during a winter snowstorm. But she got a whole dyed hand. She's also got a tattoo on her wrist, so she probably likes it. It's kind of a purplish black in color. Probably works well for an emo goth look. I once knew partially the difference between the two, but have to look that up again. Note to self: when working with heavy dyes, make sure you have extra strong gloves. Maybe even layer them up and wear a few. Clearly not one of the best things in life. Who thought that a positive quote like this would be placed in such an oxymoronic, the best things in life are free. Best things in life are free, only costing you $16.99. If the sign claims that the best things in life are free, but then the store is trying to sell said sign for about $20, then they're pretty much saying that this sign isn't one on the list of the best things in life, right? Yeah, I like how certain apps and software. Oh, free. Well, free for a month, and then you gotta pay. And that's mostly the way they advertise that shit. Oh, yeah, organized rebellion. We don't know who are the stupid ones in this situation. Is it all the people who parked in the opposite diagonal direction of the clearly marked parking lines? Or was it the people who designed the parking lot in an inconvenient way? They all parked, yeah. It's like drive straight in type look to it. Well, no, I don't know. They parked the opposite. Either way, this is an absolute hysterical mess of a situation. In fact, it's almost sweet to see that everyone is in sync with one another. Literal Larry. How frustrating it is when things aren't labeled properly. Knowing how annoying and frustrating it can be, though it sets you up for the perfect prank at work with your coworkers. Like a salt or pepper shaker, it's got a tab on it that says white paper. Okay. Oh, white pepper is what they want. They just decided that instead of labeling the shaker itself, they would label the paper that they printed the label on, seeing it as it is, in fact, white paper. Dirty nonsense. Well, it's really cute that someone thought they could tie down a whole bunch of dirt to their car. It's clearly ineffective. It's not just absolutely useless. It's just absolute nonsense. Look at the picture. They tied down a pile of dirt on the roof of their car. That's about like the guy when there was like bad flooding in the area and there was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet of water. And he was on the inside of a chain link fence and he was like scooping water over his fence. It was so... Well, gonna make a dust storm for the person behind you.
Uh-oh, we got a moron here.
All we can say is get ready to answer the same question over and over again because your sign is super confusing. Welcome, open 24 hours, Monday 6 a.m. through Saturday to midnight, Sunday 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Yep, exactly, 24 hours a day. It seems like bright and early on Monday at 6 a.m. until the dark hours of 12 a.m. on Saturday, the store is open 24 hours, but then from 12:01 a.m. on Saturday until Sunday at 1 p.m. they're closed. That makes sense for sure. Not so entertaining. Who okayed this tragically horrible idea? If we had to guess what's going on here, it looks like someone has set up a little play area for kids right in front of the movie projector screen at a theater. Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, man. Well, are they just going to be showing, like, kids' movies? What? Stupid. There are a few problems here. Why would you let your children play around during the movie in the dark? Yeah? Who wants to hear a bunch of kids running around and yelling while you're trying to enjoy your time at the cinema? So I guess it's for regular movies and... PG up to R, G rated. Yeah, that would be annoying to have kids running in front of the... It does look like stadium seating, though, so I suppose you could at least get above their heads. Just turn around. Street traffic lights are normally for actual streets and not dirt roads, hence their name. I got the tiniest dirt road. Looks like it's more for like ATV traffic. And they got street lights up there. And it shows your mileage you're traveling. MPG. No. I got to end this podcast. Your miles per hour. Someone's going 24, and there is a person walking on this road, and it's like one continuous S curve. We're also very confused by what the street traffic signal is even supposed to be for. There are orangey arrows pointing straight forward and left, and then another signal for numbers like a countdown. I'm sure that's a speed indicator. And then you have another one in at the right that's not even lit up. What is happening here? Be smarter than the lock. Having something stolen from you is absolutely heartbreaking, frustrating, and just overall violating. Thankfully, there are some pretty intense bike locks nowadays to help save you when someone's looking to steal a bike. I got a picture of a... He's got it locked up pretty well with an intense bike lock there, but it's on a post that is very short, and just lift the bike up and it's yours. It's kind of like one of those horseshoe locks. Okay, now we got a multi-talented player, a baseball player, and the headline in the paper says, "Amphibious pitcher makes debut." He's really capable on land and in the water, but we're going to take a shot and guess that they meant to use the word ambidextrous. I thought that was the word for me, but it's actually another word. Where I do some stuff left-handed, like eat and write, but I golf right-handed and throw a ball right-handed. Capable of using both hands to perform a task and be equally as good. No, I'm not equally as good right-handed writing something out. Maybe you can breathe underwater. Well, I think we're going to put an end to this podcast and hope you enjoy it. You might try out that phone number and tell us a story, comment, question, whatever. But please keep it to around 3 minutes. And you can always check out my Facebook page and under Infotainment. And you can also... make a donation to randyms12 at gmail.com via PayPal.
Keep it real, homies.